last few months, we haven't really had the weather for gardening, but fingers crossed, spring's on the way, and the green-fingered among us will be back outside soon enough. If you weren't yesterday afternoon, I'd imagine this afternoon you'll be able to. But now Somerset County Council wants people to look beyond their gardens and play a part in maintaining their community's public rights of way. It's going to supply and train volunteers to use strimmers and safety equipment. BBC Somerset's Rebecca Hoskins went to meet a volunteer from Froome, who's already getting involved.
Hello, I'm Les Stabber. I'm part of the Mend It Ramblers working party, and we go out every week clearing footpaths, building stiles, kissing gates, etc. Also, as part of my work with that, I volunteered to become part of the Somerset County Council Strimmers Project. And they have provided me with a strimmer, a brush cutter, and I go out on a regular basis during the spring, summer and autumn months and clear the footpaths of nettles, brambles, etc.
And I can see some of the equipment laid out on your garage floor here. Can you talk me through what we have?
Well, we've got a top-of-the-range still brush cutter, which I can use for both brambles and a different head for just simple grass cutting. I've got some ear defenders and a face mask so that if any particles go up in the air, I'm not going to get blinded by them. I've got a harness that I can wear to it so I can carry the thing easily. The ubiquitous fluorescent jacket that everybody has to wear these days. And some men at work signs, which my wife is very proud of because she said I should put them out in the garden.
You underwent a day's training course, didn't you?
Yes, I did a day's training course and I have a proud of a certificate to say that I am now a qualified strimmer operator.
Great. So you've got a place in mind where we can go and
yes, we can have a walk up the road and see it in action.
Fantastic. Let's go.
Okay, so we've come out now to the top end of Froome, and we're looking out over the hill of where Orchard Lee's the other side.
Behind you, there's some brambles. This is going to be the target of the strings.
Yes, there's a few brambles here that we're going to knock down today. Right, I'm just priming the machine by pressing a little button two or three times to get some fuel in, putting the choke on, and simply start it.
So, it's looking a little bit better now.
Yes, we've taken down a few early growing brambles and got rid of some horrible grass that wouldn't be very pleasant to walk through.
And it looks great to me, it looks a lot tidier. But do you think, can you do as good a job as someone who does professionally can?
Well, professional people at this would usually be doing the grass verges by the side of motorways and things that need to look pretty, or be employed around stately homes. We're on public footpaths, it doesn't have to look perfect.
And can you tell me why you decided to get involved with this?
I spend quite a lot of time myself walking, and I think it's useful to put something back in to contribute. I get something out of it, I put something back in.
It's quite dry today, but I imagine you do it in a mixture of weathers.
You can never tell in this country what the weather's going to be like. You might go out in glorious sunshine, but it doesn't always remain that way.
And what would you say to people who are thinking about getting involved as well?
Well, it's good exercise, fresh air, and a bit of fun.
That was Les Stather from Froome talking to our reporter Rebecca Hoskins. Now, after